This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Max. Yes, the Go West Max here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And in the studio lounge, we have the one and only Pam Levitt.
Yeah. Hi, good morning.
How are you? Good to see you.
Good afternoon. No, it's still morning, yeah?
It is still morning.
We're still morning, yeah.
It's 11:30, at least in this part of the country.
Yeah, ask most of the staff, and we're not quite sure if it's day, night, middle of the night, morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now Siri is telling me what time it is as well, so. She has to chime in.
Yes,
so thanks,
right, Siri. Right.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah.
Hey, you are the Senior Vice President, Grassroots Political Programs and Legislative Affairs for Oregon.
Isn't that a long,
that is a
long,
very long,
long title. Well,
Your business card must be about that big.
It's reflecting because I have two roles at the association.
Tell me. Two roles.
So we have a state lobbyist in every single state, and I've been the state lobbyist in Oregon going on 30 years next year. So, when I started, there were only a few of us that did governmental affairs for credit unions around the country. And it was kind of a new thing for trade associations of credit unions to have a governmental affairs person, professional. And I think when I started, there were just four or five of us. And so it's been a long time, and I have loved it. There's nothing like representing credit unions in your state legislature because from conservative to liberal to Republican to Democrat to middle of the road, everyone loves their local credit unions, you know, because of the impact we're making in every single district in each state.
It
does cross party lines. I always tell, one legislator who thinks they, you know, are the best credit union champion, I will say, you know, on the other side of the aisle, we have someone who is just a strong champion because their local credit union got them a loan when no one else would talk to them. And so you hear those stories over and over. So how lucky as a professional, I like to say advocate and lobbyist, you know, to be able to represent credit unions.
Right on.
And obviously, going on 30 years, you know, I've loved
it a lot.
You've
been there, done that, and you've seen everything.
Yeah, but we at Go West, we have, a lead in every state, and they know their states, they know their legislators, they're connecting credit unions with those legislators and at the congressional level, and so really strong advocacy team at Go West, as I'm sure you've heard.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other part of my job is leading our regional grassroots and political engagement. So how do we get credit unions, you know, coming out of COVID when we were all sitting on little boxes, Zoom boxes, how do you get people engaged again and get excited? And, you know, one thing that we talk about is that credit unions need to be at every table. You need to be at your local rotaries and chambers. You need to be at your nonprofit boards. You need to be out there because all of the folks in those community leadership positions are future elected officials. We're going to make decisions on the credit union's future. We are always evolving our charters at the state level in our area at Go West. And so you need to have those elected officials who are not only understand the structure, we talk about structure, value, impact at Go West.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have them understand what credit unions are, but you also have to have them advocate. And sometimes advocating for credit unions means you might have a target on your back from our banking friends, or it might be out of sorts with another advocacy organization. So we have to be at those tables. We have to be engaged. I think now that we are a year out of coming out of our homes and back into the workplace and having conferences like this, people are starting to get more comfortable. So it's the grassroots, and then the other side is the political. We have got to raise money at the state and federal PAC level to support champions. I mean, we need to support those candidates who are going to support credit unions. And so it has been, we're calling it advocacy evolution.
Okay.
So if you look at it, all of our states, Oregon started a lot of the programs that we do, and the other states have done an amazing job at different areas. So we're trying to bring everybody together. So Advocacy Evolution is getting a what we're calling advocacy coordinators in every credit union. Mm-hmm. So every credit union is going to have that person, that go-to person for advocacy, grassroots and political.
How vital is this role now? Because you mentioned back in the day, there was only like maybe four or five of us, but today it sounds like this is a crucial role for credit unions right now, right?
I'm sure you hear, Troy, advocacy is job one.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, we cannot, I mean, I think back to passing field of membership in our state. I mean, just think about if we had not passed a community charter bill back in the day, you know, with opposition from our banking friends.
Of course.
What our credit unions would look like today. They wouldn't be able to do the things. Yeah. So you have to continue to evolve our charters and continue that education. I will tell you, you know, 80% of the state legislature knows their credit union. They love credit unions, but they can't talk and speak what the structure of a credit union and why are you different and how you do things differently. So it's a constant education. We in governmental affairs have great job security because turnover happens in the legislative arena, it happens in credit unions, and so there's always work to be done.
You're constantly re-educating.
Constantly re-educating. In Oregon, we've had about 30% turnover of state legislators in the last 4 years.
Oh, wow.
They could be chairing committees that our bills go to. So it is so important in credit unions to be looking at the future. We want to be relevant to consumers. And how and having strong state charters and a strong federal charter is going to make us relevant in the future.
I agree wholeheartedly. So when it comes to advocacy, everyone looks to CEOs to carry the load. You don't just look at them. Can you say more about that?
Well, so this new Advocacy Evolution, we are asking credit unions to have this advocacy coordinator. It could be the CEO, but oftentimes the CEOs are very busy people.
They're pulled in so many directions. Juggling so many things.
So when we have a federal bill that needs a call to action, I don't want to add another piece to their plate. Let's get someone in your credit union who can say, okay, this is what we need to do today from an advocacy perspective, and let me figure out who's the right people to send it to. You know, sometimes we get last minute calls from members of Congress. Hi, I'm coming to Spokane today. Love to meet with a group of credit unions. That's a call that you get and you have 48 hours to put a crisp, good meeting together with talking points. So let's get the advocacy coordinators in Spokane. I need six people at this meeting with the local congressman woman. So those are the kinds of roles. We're also developing, so the next phase, which we're working on now, is the key contact teams. So every member of Congress and every state legislator is going to have a team made up of 4 to 5 people from a variety of credit unions in their district that will hug and put that warm credit union hug around them. Delivering PAC checks, speaking at days at the Capitol, going to town hall meetings, going to their local events and community or activities that they're doing. It's building a relationship. I mean, I can tell you that I have physically seen the strong relationships help pass bills. Legislators they don't want to get in the middle of this group or that group, sometimes they don't know enough about our issue to say, I want to vote with you, but it's that relationship that they've built with their local. I'm voting with you. In fact, I'll tell you a story. One legislator, we had a very controversial bill in Oregon, public deposits, and I was in his office, and he pulled his map of his district, and he said, Pam, the bank lobbyist was in there in my office telling me to vote no, and I pulled my map down, and I said, my friends, this CEO lives here, Pam Levitt lives here. This is where, this person and I, they're all constituents of mine and I know them well. I am not voting no on this bill.
Good for that person.
But it was a relationship. It wasn't necessarily about the issue. So I think we have to get back to just that basic understanding. And of course, when you're building a relationship, relationship. I call it Credit Union 101. You know, you sit down, you have a cup of coffee,
exactly.
Remind folks what credit unions are all about. And I mean, how many great stories do we, as you know, to tell?
Lots and lots.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what you put into it is what you're going to get out
Absolutely.
Of it. So you got to put in the time with those folks, get that relationship built for sure.
So it's educating our folks to get to that level.
Indeed. Yeah, it's so crucial. All right, last question for you. Can you share some of your vision for the future of advocacy? I think you touched on a little bit in your previous response, but what's the future here?
Well, I would like
Is AI involved?
You know, that's funny. I got that question about AI the other day from a member of Congress. My vision is that our advocates are comfortable in this. They're comfortable with having advocacy as part of their job. They are comfortable in meetings with members of Congress or legislators talking about credit unions. This is part of their jobs, and they understand why it's so important. I think that I look at some of our great credit union advocates, and they get it. They understand. We still have a long way to go to get others there. Some may not be comfortable speaking in a meeting, but they're going to write a check. Some may lead other credit unions and say, hey, let's all come together and be proactive about a grassroots meeting. Everyone has different talents, and I want to make sure that we provide the tools in our toolbox to allow them to be comfortable in what they're doing.
So, and you guys do that very well.
We're working hard. Always something, you know, to strive for. But
It's every day's an adventure. No 2 days are alike. All those cliches and that type of stuff. So but you guys are crushing it, especially like in the Northwest part where the credit union market share is so high.
Oh yeah.
So if we can spread that across the United States, like I said in my opening when Troy and I were talking, you said in Spokane here, the credit union market share is 70%.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
So if we can like spread that across the country, that would be phenomenal.
Well, and I'll say one thing. You know, in our state, in Oregon, we started introducing legislation every 2 years. I don't think most states around the nation ever thought about proactively. So we started the process every 2 years, and you've probably heard about our committees working on agendas.
Oh yeah.
But it was, let's just always have a bill to bring forward. Let's always be thinking of the future. And I think that's helped both in Oregon and Washington. And now we're taking that philosophy to the other states.
Being proactive and keeping top of mind.
Yes.
Two big things for these folks, because they get pulled in 100 different directions.
Can you
imagine what their schedules are like? Gosh, but if credit unions, that's why that relationship is so important.
Yeah. I hope we're making it easy. I hope advocacy is something that we're helping make it easy for them to do in their jobs.
I think you are.
Yeah.
I think you are. All right, Pam,
hey,
well, I'm gonna let you get going. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work.
Okay,
alrighty?
Thank you. Bye. Well,
a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.